What you need to know is that we're going to rip corporate Greg in a minute. But first, it's brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. But Lindsay, you go first.
Corporate Greg.
I don't even want to do my what you need to know because I want to get right to this.
Well, how about we just do this as the what you need to know?
What you need to know is that, well, here, let me do this really, really quick. It's another piece of Dodgers news for today's what you need to know. So the team announced that Clayton Kershaw will not go on a minor league rehab assignment, paving the way for Kershaw to return when the team expands their rosters from 26 to 28 on September 1st. Kershaw, who has not thrown a pitch since August 4th, luckily he had no structural damage in the MRI that was... And he was estimated to miss approximately a month from his lower back injury. And of course, Dave Roberts is more than likely going to be patient with Kershaw while the team holds on to the number one record in the MLB. But Kershaw seems to be taking steps in the right direction. So he'll be back soon.
All right, cool.
Corporate Greg.
Yeah, let's get to Greg.
Corporate Greg. I love when you do that.
It's cool that Clayton's going to be back soon.
Well, listen, how about the fact that Dustin May came back on Saturday and looked the way he looked?
He was fantastic.
And with Walker Buehler and all the news about him not coming back this year.
Yeah, you need all the arms you can
and
get.
And I think you need Kershaw's leadership, you know?
I agree. I mean, look, he got Freddie Freeman to fall in line.
Yeah, they're like BFF.
Yeah. But he told them, like, first, like, hey, enough. Knock it off.
All right, so let me hear what it is that you would like to talk about.
Oh, with Greg.
To
so I just found this out. So Greg. Lindsay was telling because I tell you break because Laura's going to get in trouble. So the reality is the commercials need to at least start before the end of the top of the hour. Now, in this particular instance, we cut it very close by 7 seconds, but the commercial did start before the end of the last hour.
I love how you have it down to the seconds.
Yeah, I mean, I have a clock that runs on my computer. I see it to the second. So, and Laura could have gotten in trouble because then it's like a legal issue, traffic, blah, blah, blah. The commercial's supposed to play in a certain era. I don't want to bore people with the minutia. But Greg apparently he was yelling at Travis and Sliwa. Is that really what happened?
Yes, on Friday.
He yelled at them, like full yell?
In the studio. I mean, you know, he didn't do it on air.
Can we get Sliwa on to discuss this? I'd love to hear about this more.
Uh-oh, another investigation is about to go down.
Yeah. I'd love to hear more about this. Can you text Alan, Lindsay, or Laura, or somebody, and just find out if he'll come on? Because I'd love to discuss this.
So let me get this straight. Corporate Greg yelled...
Well, wait. I didn't get to the best part. So he told the board ops and the producers that they can just cut us off, like, mid-word. So now, Cappy, you tend to be the reason we go over the breaks more times than not. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not guilty, too, but it really is a you thing.
What percentage do you put on me? What percentage do you put on you?
I'll let Lindsay and Laura do it. I'm not even going to jump in. I'll let them do it.
Guys, what do you think?
Cappy, Lindsay's calling Alan, so you know when she's back. But I will say, pre-Cappy, it was all Sedano. But now it's really like 75 you, 25. Sedano.
Right. Yeah. 75 Sedano, 25 me.
No, the other way.
Oh, please. Yeah. Come on.
I'm serious.
Come on.
You ramble a lot.
That's nonsense.
Yeah. It's bleepery.
That is total bleepery.
Yeah.
So anyway, that for a second.
So Bergman, tough talk. See how he yells at Alan. You don't yell at me, though. You won't yell at me and Cappy. You will not yell at me and Cappy.
Oh, no.
You will not, because we will yell back.
Well, that, and also remember this. We did win at the Mandy's the Pain in the Ass of the Year Award.
For a reason.
By the way, Sliwa was here to give us
the full report. Oh, Sliwa was here? Oh, I got to hear this. All right. Sliwa?
Ask Sli.
This is an Ask Sli right here, yeah. Sli, is he there?
Hey, Sli, you ever been on the radio before?
Well, that was my bad. That was my bad. My fault.
I have been on there once before, one time.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, turn your radio down, bro. I feel like I'm talking to, like, Joe in, La Habra or something. What's going on here?
Joe in La Habra is a great caller.
Do you have an echo coming back, or is it fine?
No, you're good. All right, so listen. Did Bergman really yell at you guys?
Yeah, it kind of tore into us. Haven't seen this before from Bergman. He's reached kind of a new level of, maybe just like this part of the corporate ladder that you go up. Mm-hmm. He wasn't too happy. We went pretty far through a break, and then he had to scold us and tell us about the top of the hour, what happens, commercials that don't get played in that hour. It's pretty ugly, George. Pretty ugly.
Right. Hmm. And so they have to at least start before the end of the hour. So were you like blowing over the top of the hour?
We weren't too bad. I mean, I think we probably were, let's say, a minute.
Give us details. What time are we talking about here, Salim?
Because we literally played, we got it in 7 seconds before the deadline.
Yeah, I want to know what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
So I think it was, this is 10 o'clock hour going into 11 a.m. And this was, I want to say, on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And I think we went to break probably like by 57. Laura, does that sound right?
I think, yeah, you guys definitely went over, not even that bad, like 30 to a minute, 30, 60 seconds. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, and now we're, I guess, kind of known as, like, we're not paying attention to the commercial breaks moving forward.
Hold on.
We've been labeled as.
Slee, I have a question.
Yeah. Yep.
Because the Travis and Sliwa show was shut out at the Mandy's, which I thought was
a
travesty.
Wait, why are you bringing that up? What
that
the hell?
Right.
Because
is,
maybe
is,
what's happening here, George.
Right. You are right, Scott.
Here's what happened. You ready, George? These guys said to themselves consciously, let's go for an award we can definitely win. Let's become a bigger pain in the ass than Sedano and Cap. Let's go for that award. Is that the game plan here, Slee?
I'm not sure what the game plan is, but we did go 0 for 45 at the Mandy's. That is correct. That stat is correct.
Yeah.
Well,
by the way, I listen to you know, our station fairly regularly, including Travis and Slee. But I listen to the morning show, and they sweep over the top of the hour all the time. I mean, from what I hear, you know. Just
well, and we don't even know when we're starting, right? Sometimes we're starting at 9:58, sometimes at 10:02.
Right.
And I don't hear Bert yelling at
Keyshawn,
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max.
Yeah.
He should get into them.
Yeah. Yeah. What the hell, Berg?
I mean,
I'm not
seriously.
Even going Bergie on that one. I'm just going Berg because now it's like he's lost the E.
Do you think that corporate Greg could call Max Kellerman and tell
no,
him?
No, hell no. Max Kellerman doesn't even know who corporate Greg is.
Let me ask you this. Could corporate Greg call Keyshawn and explain it to him?
I bet you Keyshawn would not have his number saved on his phone.
Nope.
Okay, how about Jay Will?
He'd think it's like a spam call.
You know what he's going to do? He's going to say tomorrow, he's going to be like, oh, so now, Al, now you're going on with Sedano and Cap, and you're just airing some dirty laundry about going over breaks.
That's
right. No, because he told me when he scolded you guys, I said, hey, you know, because he's like, I know your guys go over a lot, you know, this show. And I was like, yeah. He goes, now you have full permission to cut them off. If they're going to go over the break, just cut them off. I was like, no warning. Yeah. He's like, no warning.
Yeah. Yeah, but Lauren did not cut us off. She did warn us, and I told Cappy to shut up, and we moved on, and we were 7 seconds early.
You want to know what I think?
I mean, not really. We were 7 seconds barely making it, but whatever.
I think you should just cut us off in mid-sentence. I think we should stop worrying about the breaks.
I think what we'll do is, from now on, when Laura says it's time to break, I will just yell at you, Kaplan, and say, Laura says to break, and then we'll go to break.
Okay, see, I think the better way to go is to just forget about breaks completely. Laura just goes to break whenever she's supposed to, and then people are like, did they just break in the middle of the
sentence? And then we come back and we're still talking?
Right, we're still talking. It's like a song. You got to try and remember, like, where is it in the song? Can I really keep up, you know?
That means they're going to stay through the commercial breaks. That's not a bad strategy there, Cap.
Just thinking out loud here, Slee. That's
you might
all.
Be onto something.
Slee, when are we going to dinner again?
You tell me. You know what we should do, because I did see some of those photos down in Del Mar. We should one of these days go towards Cap. I mean, it's not bad living down there. It's not bad.
I mean, I'm okay with you and me. I you know, I don't want to hang out with management though. So if you go, like, I'll go.
Let's do this then. Let's pick a day before the Lakers season starts. Let's go have a nice dinner again. And we did the tequila.
Now should we invite
bourbon?
Should we? Oh yeah, I'm a big bourbon guy now after going to Kentucky. Should we invite Cappy to our dinner? Or
well, wait, hold on, because you missed something there, Slee. You didn't hear what George said. He said he doesn't want to hang out with management, and he's putting that on me.
Yeah, you're a management guy.
I'm now corporate Cappy.
Yeah, you are corporate Cappy. You're like when The Rock was, became like tight with Vince McMahon back in the day.
Make that corporate Secchi.
Yeah, that's what you've become.
I know,
yeah,
but the alliteration of corporate Cappy sounds better.
Yeah, corporate Cappy works better than corporate Sacky.
That was a lot of corporate. You had a lot of corporate with you. There was a lot of corporate in Del Mar.
Here's the thing. He really is a corporate guy at heart, no matter what he says. Now, Sliwa, you know Cappy from, like, you know, back in the day when he was like a rebel without a cause. But, like, think about it now. Like, we just had this conversation. Every time we talk about sports, he always sides with the owner.
He's like, I can't give Lamar Jackson a fully guaranteed deal. I wouldn't give Josh Allen one either.
pose it to Slee, see what his opinion is.
My thing is, you should fight for the employee because you're an employee. You'll never be an owner. You're not a billionaire, bro.
That is true.
Well, let me find one owner that I know he won't support. Cap, you won't support Dean, right?
No. Oh, yeah. There's one owner that I am. But I want him. I want him out. I want him out of the league.
But if Jerry Jones somehow came on this show and told Cappy, let's go have some Blue Label later, and Cappy would be there in 2 seconds.
Of course I would be. You wouldn't go hang out with Jerry Jones?
I mean, maybe. But
I mean, if Jeannie Buss called you and said, "Hey, Sedona, would you like to have dinner?" You would not hang out with Jeannie Buss because she's management. She's an owner.
No,
if Steve Ballmer asked you to go out to dinner, you wouldn't go out.
But I wouldn't just defend her blindly like you do with all these owners other than Dean Spanos.
Yeah, my defense is very simply: I think that
what is that your money?
Yeah, that's an ongoing argument that people have. They're like, "Well, what do you care what they pay him?" I mean, it's not your money. I don't. Pay him whatever you want to pay him.
I mean, you don't need a guy like you do with your TVs and your shoes. You know what I mean? Like,
dude, did you see my new shoes on these pictures this weekend?
They were nice.
Because, you know, George, I've pretty much given up on all shoes other than these Nikes, these slip-on Nikes.
Oh, yeah. So good.
These white ones with the really nice, like, bright teal. People were saying, yo, that's some nice drip right there.
Now, Slee, you see what I'm saying? Like, he's a management stooge, this Cappy, all of a sudden. That's not the guy you knew back in the day.
So let's just say this. To answer your question of if we go to dinner, should Cap come? 100% Cap should come.
Okay.
100%.
Thanks, Slee.
Cap's got to be in the mix there, too.
All right, will you drink bourbon, Cappy?
You know what? I'm not a bourbon drinker, but I'm flexible and open.
Okay. All right. Now, Slee, do you want to do it up here?
Say that
like,
again?
In L.A. is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Definitely not around LA Live. I think we've all had enough of LA
Live.
Oh,
no, enough of that. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
I think we should go to Sliwa's hometown, El Cajones.
What's wrong with you?
Good Middle Eastern food, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, let's go have some of that.
Yeah. Actually, Slee, you can pick the place this time, and we'll go to your spot.
Okay, we'll find a place.
There you go. So, Slee, don't get yelled at anymore.
No. I'm completely by the clock now.
Now, if you yell back,
I turn my mic off if I'm over.
If you and Travis yelled back at Greg, how do you think that would go?
In all honesty, Greg would probably just say, "Okay, we'll just be a little bit better."
Oh, he would back down immediately. Really, he would be anti-confrontational immediately. Really.
I mean, he would. I mean, he really would.
Dude, because, he sounds like he was laying down the law.
Because he's the nicest guy I've ever met. That's why.
Slee, you better be careful. He'll start using your middle name like Sedano, the way he disciplines his children.
That's what I do. I go middle name with my kids when I'm pissed off.
What's your middle name, Slee?
Elias.
Elias.
Alan Elias Sliwa. You don't go past the brakes.
By the way, tell Cappy, why don't you tell you want to tell Alan what you said about your middle name?
My middle name's lame, Slee.
What is it?
Alan.
He literally said that.
Okay, I will say this. It's not the most exciting first name.
Yeah.
Right.
Like Scott. Scott's not
but
not
but we were all like, bro, how could you do that to Slee? What's wrong with you?
I know. I mean, Cap, it would be the equivalent if mine was Scott and I had somebody. I mean, do I wish sometimes my OG Anunoby might have the greatest name in all of sports. Do I wish I had something like that?
He does have a great name.
Right. Like, I wish I had something cool, too, like DeColdis Crawford.
Yeah.
You know, the receiver from Nebraska who's got that endorsement deal, that NIL deal. That's a cool name, DeColdis.
Yeah. Oh, now you like NIL.
I want an NIL deal.
Yeah. By the way, Reggie Silva just...
That was a good commercial. That's the dude with the AC commercial.
Yeah. In Nebraska. Yeah. So Reggie Silva
just... Cut us off, man.
Hold on. Before Laura cuts us off, Reggie Silva just tweeted, "I know Bergman ain't coming at Venice Mason, LA, Ireland like that."
Oh, he came at us. Came at us.
Yeah. Well, you go back at him next time. Go right back at him.
Coming right after him. Berg is just, he's got a target on his back.
There you go. Travis and Slee each and every morning, sometimes at 9:58, sometimes at 10:02. But it goes to 1, so we know that. All right, pal.
All right, boys. All right, fellas. Have a good show.
All right, we'll make that dinner happen. Thanks.
Quick little blind plug, Lakers talk at 7.
Oh, there you go. Lakers talk coming up after us with the Slee. There you go. All right, pal. See you later.
We're way late on the break.
Yeah, it's fine. Laura, go.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you hear what happened to Chris this weekend?
Yeah, he left his phone when you went to go see you.
Yeah, so think about this. You ready?
Mm-hmm. And by the way, Friends was absolutely patterned after Living Single.
Yep.
So you're taking the train from Anaheim down to Solana Beach. And Chris knows what time the train is, and boss Amanda comes to get him, and he can't find his phone. He's like, yo, we got to go. If we don't go, we're going to miss this train. So he leaves. No phone. Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Could you survive? Like, would you freak out?
No. The answer is no. I wouldn't freak out without my phone.
Because I would
as long as someone, like my wife had her phone, like in an emergency situation, or whoever I was with had a phone, like if something actually happened, then no, I wouldn't freak out. I don't care.
I was offering Chris my phone. I'm like, here, you want to use my phone? You can log into your Instagram, or you could take pictures as if you were taking pictures on your... He seemed to be fidgety, as if, I can't believe I don't have my phone. But then, after a couple hours of not having it, then it kind of like, I think, became a thing where it was like, I'm not even really worried about it anymore. It's fine, I don't have it.
Listen, when I was on vacation for 3 weeks, I barely glanced at my phone. I mean, I popped into the community every once in a while to just like, you know, if I was like sitting down watching sports and just like chilling wherever I was. But that's pretty much it. Like, I wasn't really on my phone very much.
Okay. I'm going to make an admission. I couldn't do it. If I were in Chris's shoes this past weekend, I would have either asked somebody, can I play with their phone? Can I look on Twitter on their phone? Can I look on Instagram? Can I please use your phone? Can I like log into my Gmail? Do you mind?
Log into your Facebook.
Yeah, hey, yeah, do you mind if I log into my Facebook? I want to change my relationship status on my profile. I want to take pictures, things I want to take pictures of that I don't have my phone to take pictures of. Like, I would have been asking to borrow people's phones. Or I'd have gone and bought a new phone.
In the 3 weeks on my public timeline, okay, on Twitter, five tweets. One of them was about Vin Scully. Another one was a retweet about Vin Scully. Another one was I was watching the LAFC versus Club America on ESPN, which was a great match. A retweet about Sean McVay's story that Seth Wickersham wrote, and a retweet about a story Pete Dammel wrote about college football. That was it. Five tweets, most of them retweets, only two actual tweets. Like, I would much rather unplug from social media.
What do you think, Lindsay, Laura, could you be without your phone for 24 hours? Because that's what it took for Chris. And you know what he kept saying to me the whole time was, send me those pictures. Send me those pictures because I want to have those
pictures. Yeah, the
pictures
you want to remember. Like, I get that.
Well, it depends on the circumstance. Because, like, when I went on my vacation and we were camping, we don't have service up there.
Yeah.
So I would have to drive a good 20, 30 minutes just to be able to get service. And I could, like, text. I would have to drive at least 45 minutes to be able to make a phone call or get data and, like, use the actual internet.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed it. Like, I love the fact that we go up there and nobody gets phone service. But, I mean, if it was one of those situations that you're explaining with Morales where I was stuck and I was going down to Del Mar for the day, I feel like that would make me super nervous because what if something happens? I don't know. You know, I feel like that's a different circumstance. So I don't know how I would react in that situation, but I would definitely be fidgety all day like he was, for sure.
I'm going to try it next week. I'm going to try to give up my phone for like 2 days-ish.
Hmm.
I'm going to try.
Okay.
No way to do it.
Well, I have an idea.
Yeah, go ahead.
So since you're going to be up here Wednesday and Friday for the remotes,
right?
At the end of Wednesday's show, you should hand over your phone, like, you know, lock it, whatever, And then we'll give it back to you Friday when we see you. And we'll see how you do.
No, I couldn't
Rachel will not be thrilled.
I could not do that. I could not do that.
Why not? That's 2 days.
No, because when you're like in, like, for me, it's the father thing that freaks me out. You know, like, this is all the Life 360 tracking, where are my kids, etc. But next week, I'm going away for a couple of days. And I'm going to be out on a boat. I'm going to take a boat over to Catalina.
I'm on a boat.
Yeah.
I'm on a boat. You know that song?
I do. I'm on a boat.
If you're on a boat, you probably won't have service out there.
Well, that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
Is that this way I can say, hey, it's not about me not being in touch. It's about me not having service. And then when I don't have service, then I just put the phone down, put it away.
Are any fake whales going to jump out of the ocean again?
That is a good question. That is a good question. Will there be fake whales? Will there be real whales? We'll find out.
Yeah. So anywho.
Yeah. Where were we?
Oh, Bergman.
Oh.
Someone in the community had a funny tweet. Gianni Loiza, Bergman is a spam risk.
I mean, it sounds super funny, a spam risk. I wish I knew what it really meant, but it sounds really funny. Just calling him a spam risk is like somebody gets called a mouth breather. It's like, why is that a
spam
insult?
Risk. You never gotten that? Like when your phone rings and it says spam risk on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I said, because Keyshawn wouldn't have his number saved, so he'd come up as a spam risk.
Oh. I thought he was going to send us like, a lot of emails or something.
That's a way better nickname than Sausage Jeans, whatever that Mason Ireland gave him years ago. Spam risk is fantastic, because everyone knows what that is. Like, he calls you and you're like, nope, voicemail.
Wow. Bergman yelling at the guys in the morning, yelling at Travis and Slee.
Yeah.
And then giving Laura license to just cut us down at the end of the hour if we don't hit the break on time.
He would never do that to Mason Ireland. He's so terrified of him.
You think he would do it to us just because he's not around? When
he's done it to you guys.
He did do it. Well, that was a long time. We used to have a bit about it, someone in the community pointed out.
Did he do that at the end of today's crosstalk? At the end of Super Crosstalk, did he do that? Like,
no, Ramona sounded like she tossed to it, and she didn't, and it was just like it just. I think they thought Ramona was tossing to break there.
We had a new board op today too.
Oh, that's what
Tyler happened. He's new. So I think he's like a second or third day on the board by himself. So
yeah, but it did sound like Ramona was tossing to break. Yeah. So I thought it was over too, but you know, but no, I don't think that was done.
So what are you going to do about this, George? What are you going to do about this? I mean, clearly,
what
you're
am
the
I
guy.
Do about
yeah,
it?
That's right. You're the guy that has to now go represent the show and talk to Bergman and say, hey.
Well, I am by far the most anti-management person here. Like, it's not even a question, I don't believe, at this stage. But, I don't know. If he's got a problem with the way we run our show, he can call me. He knows where to find me.
And you'll take his call?
He won't be a spam risk on my call. No? He's saved in my phone.
Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
When he's saved, does it say Greg Bergman? Does it say?
It does say Greg Bergman, actually.
Greg. No,
I don't put silly nicknames in my phone. I put people's real names.
Do you ever put like people's first names and where you met them, or just little reminders because you don't know their last name?
If I don't know their last name, like maybe I'll do something like that, or their company they work for or something like that. But yeah. If I actually know them as a person, I'm not putting like Sausage Jeans or Corporate Greg on there. No.
Corporate Greg's funny though. It pops up. Corporate Greg. Maybe you could even get Amanda's voice saying it.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
You don't want to have that?
No.
When it rings,
I just told you I'm not really a pro management person. So why would I have her voice on my phone?
Because she got a nice voice.
That's debatable.
Oh. Wow. You're so anti-management that you don't even like somebody's voice.
Maybe.
I mean, that's like Mateo, who doesn't like my voice. Your son is like horrified.
Yeah, he was. He could not run away fast enough.
Seriously. You want to talk to Scott? You want to talk to Uncle Scott here? You want to talk to Uncle
Scott? He was all into Ireland, and then you were on, and he was out.
He's like, no. He's like, that guy's voice scares me.
Yeah. Well, you know, Ireland gave us the good restaurant recommendation for him.
Mm-hmm. What did he give you, Chuck E. Cheese?
No, bro. Slay Italian in Manhattan Beach.
Oh, Slay all day? Hell yeah.
Yeah. Mateo just housed the whole pizza by himself.
By the way, I use Slay a lot. I haven't used it a lot on the air, but in real life, I've been using Slay a ton. Mostly, it goes like this. It's like Slay Queen. That's kind of the way it goes in the conversation.
All right, Laura, time to slay this segment. Big deal or no deal, next.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify?
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks, Christopher. By the way, we did get a text from Corporate Greg, which we'll talk about in the next segment after Big Deal or No Deal. But now you take it away, Lindsay.
Corporate Greg.
Thanks, Sedano. Can't wait to see what Corporate Greg said.
Hashtag spam Greg. Risk.
He said come at him. But we'll get into that.
No, don't give away. Don't give it away.
We'll get into that. All right. Yeah. So UFC 278 on Saturday was pretty insane, eclipsed by Leon Edwards' finish of Kamaru Usman, which came out of nowhere. If you did not see it, here's a little clip of what it sounded like.
Goodness.
But we did not think that was going to happen in the fifth round like that.
So Joe Rogan, who you heard there on the call, said, quote, "That was one of the most spectacular head kick knockouts in the history of the sport, considering the stakes, considering the consequences." Usman, of course, came into the fight with the second most consecutive wins in UFC history with 15, and he was chasing Anderson Silva's record of 16. He defended his welterweight title 5 times, and he looked like he was on his way to number 6, but that is not what happened. So I think we can all agree that Kamaru Usman's loss to Leon Edwards was a big deal, but was it the biggest UFC upset ever, Sedano?
Oh, no. I mean, I would say actually when Juliana won mm-hmm. that fight, the first fight, I would say that's the biggest upset I've seen. From a betting perspective, it was pretty crazy. It's funny. I did not watch the UFC this weekend because I was like, nah, Kamaru's going to whoop his ass. Like, and not whoop his ass in the sense of like, it's going to be a long, drawn-out fight. It's not going to be all that interesting. He's going to dominate. And that's what it was for literally 4 rounds and 3 minutes and 30 seconds. And then 90 seconds to go, he nailed him with the one kick. And that's what makes the UFC, I think, at this stage, far more interesting to me than boxing. And I'm a kid who grew up on boxing, okay? There was boxing on every weekend in my house as a kid growing up. I still love the sweet science. But I've become more of a UFC fan because of this. That there's just more outlier situations because of the brutality of the sport, the kicking, the grappling, the extra layers to it. So I went back and watched the fight on YouTube, and I couldn't believe it. Like, I couldn't believe it when I saw it. Even though I had already seen the clips, it still was shocking to watch.
Really? I can see this fight on YouTube?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm surprised.
They always play it after the fact.
Can watch it on the UFC's YouTube.
No, yeah. I'm gonna go watch it for sure, because I'm with you. I only saw the clips. Until you say you went back and watched it, I haven't gone back.
Yeah, and by the way, to answer your question, Lindsay, the thing that this wasn't an upset by any stretch of the imagination. He was definitely the favorite, but it reminded me of when Anderson Silva and Chael Sonnen fought, and that thing, you know, went literally to the wire. Like, it was insane. Like, so except that fight was way better, like top to bottom. But as far as the ending, it's kind of the first thing that popped in my head. It was like, oh, it was like when Anderson and Chael fought. Like, it was just crazy the way it ended.
Lindsay, you're asking the question, is it the biggest upset in the history of the UFC? Here's my answer. No idea. Don't know. Okay? What I do know is, because I'm not a UFC historian, I know that shocks a lot of people because many people come to this radio station expecting me to spout off a lot about UFC history. But in this particular instance, it was a spectacular knockout. Where they were in the fight that deep into it, to have everybody saying it's over, and one kick, and by the way, when Usman is out cold, eyes rolling in the back of his head. Dude, that was pretty scary.
It's a brutal meme.
But that's exactly what that sport is. You know what I mean? Like, it happens there more than in boxing. And look, by the way, I was there when Marquez beat Pacquiao and knocked him out, and there were all the memes, all this, particularly the Simba and you know, memes. I remember that. And so I was there when Pacquiao got knocked out like cold in that fight, and talked to Pacquiao after the fight. But it, you know, it just doesn't happen in the same frequency as it does in MMA.
Did you go karaokeing with Pacquiao after the fight?
I did not. No, I don't think I have the picture anymore because it's on an old phone. But I was standing right next to him in the gaggle of reporters after, you know, in the group setting, and I was standing right next to him, and I took a picture of his face and how swollen it was from that knockout from Marquez in that fight when he got destroyed.
Well, I was shocked though. Usman just got knocked out cold, sound asleep, eyes rolling in the back of his head.
Yeah, bro.
Crazy kick.
That's what happened if you and I fought in that fight we wanted to do.
You mean where I kick you in the side of the head and you go to sleep?
I mean, you couldn't kick me in the head if you tried.
I'm very flexible, George.
At this stage,
George,
of your life, you could not get it above my shoulders. What are you fooling?
Very flexible. Very, very flexible.
I'll ask Rachel.
Very agile.
Yeah.
Very nimble.
What's next?
All right, so a biotech firm wants to create synthetic human embryos that would be used to harvest organs in order to facilitate transplants and treat conditions such as infertility, genetic disease, and aging. So this company, which is called Renewal Bio, claimed that it successfully used advanced stem cell technology in artificial wombs to grow mouse embryos, which continued to develop for several days. The company hopes to replicate this technology in order to develop the human embryos. Is this a big deal or no deal, Cap?
No deal.
What?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Well, that's why it's not a big deal.
Well, I don't know what to say if that's you.
Basically, they're making people, bro. Like, not like the traditional way. And I mean, that's the end result that they'll want, that they are trying to achieve.
Is that what they're doing, Lindsay? They're making people without...
Yeah. Well, they're starting with animals.
They're artificially created mouse embryos that continued to grow for days. And so now they're going to try and use the lab to create artificial human embryos, which, of course, Cap, if you don't know, an embryo is the beginning of human life. It's where they grow. And
yeah,
that's what they start as.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thanks for the anatomy lesson. I didn't know that.
Well, you didn't know, and I thought it was pretty clear cut, but I'm sorry, you know.
It's all right. I'm going no deal. Sticking with my original answer.
You're such a moron.
You would.
Why? I mean, it's just tough to understand that story.
It's not that tough. They're creating, literally, from scratch, mice embryos, which means they're eventually going to try to do it with humans. It's kind of like clones. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of a big deal.
We shouldn't let them do that.
Okay. Well, there you go.
How do we stop them?
I mean, it's either that or the robots are going to take us out. So, I mean, which one do you want? I'd rather people that look like things that look like humans do it. Than
how are we going to know? Are you like real human or are you like lab human?
Robot
like,
human?
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to figure this out.
Yeah. You ever watch Robot Chicken?
Probably. No, not. I don't know Robot Chicken. You know. Not familiar with his work.
Kyle XY. Never heard of that show?
Yeah.
Kyle XY. Yeah. He was like artificially done.
Yeah.
Is that one guy or is that two guys?
Oh, it was one guy. And then we found out later that there was a female version of him, but that's a whole other thing.
You know what, Cappy? You know what I'm going to start you on?
Tell
Rick
me.
And Morty. You need to watch Rick and Morty.
No, I want to get into. I want to get into the new Game of Thrones. That's like my whole goal. No, I'm going to have a new series.
But completely different kinds of shows. House of Dragon is, you should do that. And that's like a cool, serious show. Rick and Morty is laugh out loud, weird, funny.
Is it a cartoon?
Yes.
And where can I see it?
It's on Adult Swim.
All right, I'll find it.
So the Cartoon
I'll,
Network.
I'll take a look.
It's
take
on
a look
which streamer is it on? Is that HBO Max or is that Discovery? I don't know which one it's on.
I'll make
on.
You
it's
a deal. I'll make you a deal. You ready?
Hold on.
You watch Legacy. I'll watch Rick and Morty.
No.
Why? Watch Legacy with me.
Why?
I hate the fact that you won't watch this show with me. It's really bothering me.
It's on
me
Hulu,
off.
Rick and Morty. You have Hulu?
Not only do I have Hulu,
mm-hmm.
Hulu is how you watch Legacy, smart guy.
Sometimes with you, we got to check, Cappy, you know?
But there's a lot more episodes of Rick and Morty than there are Legacy.
All right, so just catch up to me. I've only seen the first two. When does the third one come out?
It's probably already came out.
It already came out.
I was going to say, I think it was last night. Isn't it a Sunday night
show?
Look,
you're not even keeping up with it, and you want me to watch it.
Well, I'm going to watch it tonight then. That and Game of Dragons.
House of Dragons.
House of Dragons. I'm going House of Dragons.
House of Dragons was good.
I gotta catch up.
It's only one episode. You still haven't finished Ted Lasso either.
Nope.
New season starting in like a month or two.
Probably not going back.
What? It's the last season.
That's bleepery.
Oh, it is? Really? Oh, is that bleepery? Is that what that is?
It is bleepery.
It's hella sus, too.
It is very hella sus. You started a show and literally stopped with like three episodes left or two episodes left in the season.
Cappy, you know that that's why the guy that plays, the one that says, football is life.
Yeah, I love that guy.
I had reached out to him like a year ago to be on the show, and he was down for it. But then when you said you were like not even catching up with the show, we never
By the way,
up.
Football is
funny
life.
Story. When I was programming the TV, I was testing it out on Apple Plus, and I was just testing all the different apps. And the episode that came up, because it was where my wife left off in season two, was when he kicked the ball and it hit the dog. That episode. And he like went into a shell. Of course, who wouldn't? Because he, you know, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it last year, he had a situation with the dog, the mascot. And my son was like, oh, look, the doggy. And I was like, oh, buddy, we may not want to watch this. You're probably going to be really sad. So let me fast forward.
All right, maybe I'll go back and watch the last of... I don't know, man. There's a lot of stuff I got to watch.
I mean, how about you just stick to something?
Well,
anyway,
that's
go
what
ahead,
I'm doing. I'm sticking to Hard Knocks. I'm sticking to Legacy, and I'm going to get on...
Hard Knocks?
Hard Knocks is good, George.
Who cares about the Detroit Lions?
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's just whoever they give you that access to.
No. I watched the Rams one. That was it. That was the one. It's the only one I've seen in easily a decade.
It's good.
And only because we're here.
Yes, Lions one is good. This guy Dan Campbell's very entertaining.
No, he's not.
He's your kind of guy, Cap.
Yeah, he's like a pro wrestler.
Your kind of guy. Go ahead.
All right, so next one. So the Oakland Police Department has launched an investigation into an incident in which a couple allegedly engaged in a sex act in the stands of an Oakland A's game yesterday. The incident was seemingly captured on camera by a social media user at the game, and they posted it on Twitter. If charged and convicted, the couple could be penalized with up to 6 months in jail and a fine of $1,000.
No way.
Yep, kind of a big deal, so I wanted to ask you guys, this might be too personal, but I'm sure Cappy will be happy to oblige and give an answer. Have you ever been caught doing something, and you know what I mean by something, in a strange or public place? Cappy, start with you.
Have I ever, just one more time, have I ever...
I'll just end this very quickly on my end. Just never been caught is what I would say.
Okay, have I ever been caught doing it in a public place?
Yeah.
This is set up for me, isn't it?
Why do you think that?
Well, because I think that I have probably many really good stories to tell. And you probably also think that George would say what he said, which has never been caught. So he's got nothing for you. But you know I got something good.
Were you caught, though?
Yeah.
So let's hear it. Give it up.
How about you save it for the other side?
It's so bad and so embarrassing.
Save it for the other side. We'll also get to Corporate Greg's response
to us. Corporate Greg.
His spam risks clap back to us. We'll have that for you on the other side. Final segment coming up. There you go, Cappy.
Oh, my God. That is so funny because... It just occurred to me that Chris is right. We were jamming out to some Diana Ross, but I completely, totally, utterly forgot about it. And just when he said it all came back to me. Oh, God, I got some really funny pictures from this weekend. Man.
Yeah. How many drinks that day?
We had a really good time. What did you ask, George?
How many drinks at that point?
It was a day. It was a full day. It was like one of those celebration days. I was so happy to have Boss Amanda and the Bitmaster Chris Morales come down. I was able to show off, you know, this gem of Del Mar, you know, in the racetrack in the summertime, you know, and it's just so much fun. And then we ended late at night, you know, for at least by my standards. And
I heard y'all had fun.
Oh, really? You heard about this, huh?
I did.
What'd you hear?
That you guys had fun.
Oh, we had fun.
Amanda said that you are like the mayor of Del Mar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you had Stable Wars there.
That's right. Stable Wars.
That's right. Stable Wars.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. The reality show.
I heard it was a really good time.
Cappy, speaking of good times, can you tell us about when you got caught having sex?
Oh.
that you were supposed to finish in the last segment?
Well, this is very embarrassing. So just to reset, Lindsay, the question, this all started because a couple was in Oakland at a baseball game.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're up in the last row, got caught doing it, doing well, something.
Now, I mean, but first of all, let's
Twitter.
Can I pause real quick?
Yeah.
It's not like there's a lot of people at A's games, dude. Like, you know, like you're going to get seen there. Like, there's not a lot of people around you.
Right.
I mean, I understand that the idea is you're going to be alone, but mm-hmm. eventually they'll catch you on camera because there's nobody there.
Well, but what's the Twitter account that I can see this for myself?
I'm sure if you look it up on Twitter.
Here, bro, yeah. I'll just put the story in your...
you can find it.
Here, I'll just put the story
once again.
Chat. Go. Cap,
not reading the emails from Lindsay, but, you know, it's here and there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
So, thanks, George. So, hasn't everybody, like, isn't it kind of an exciting thing? You're like, ooh, let's do it here. Like,
oh, damn it. I put it in the one with Greg in it.
Corporate.
Great.
Greg.
He's going to be hey, like, what the hell?
By the way,
we've all done it, but not gotten caught. You just got to be good about it, Cappy.
Hey, George, this will be on Bobcat tomorrow. Now.
Oh, for sure. I was thinking the same thing. It's going to be on with Ramona and whoever's in the show, who's doing the show tomorrow.
You're right, Laura. You're not supposed to get caught. You're not supposed to get caught.
Yeah.
So these people are at the A's game. And as George points out, when you're at a Major League Baseball game in a 50,000 seat stadium and there's 3,000 people there. And by the way, that's an announced crowd that they pump up by 30%. So there's like 2,100 people in the entire place. And you and your girlfriend go there and you're like, you know, it would be really hot. Let's do it during the game. We can find some place up in the stands. Nobody will even see us. Well, somebody apparently found these two, right? And that's the whole story.
And they
here.
Posted it on Twitter. Yep. Now they're being investigated by the cops.
See, I want to see the post on
Twitter.
Yeah,
that's stupid. That part was like, why? I mean, geez, why are you putting, I don't know, whatever.
Cops in Oakland don't have other things to deal with?
I mean, they do, but whatever.
It is a lewd act, you know.
Yeah.
You go on the sex registry.
Nuh-uh.
Depending on where.
Yeah, there could be kids there, all that.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
For sure. That makes total sense.
I mean, are they at least trying to hide it, these two? Are they like kind of doing it, but like she's wearing a short skirt?
I don't know. I didn't see the video, bro.
What's
you know,
going
why don't
on?
You just go on Pornhub and find it or something? I don't know. You know what I mean? I bet you they took it down on Twitter is my point.
I'm not going to search it while I'm in studio connected to the company Wi-Fi. That's all
smart.
I know.
That's a smart producer right there.
Yeah.
That's smart.
So anyway, Cap, can you get to your damn story so we can get to Spam Risk's tweet or text towards us?
Well, I'm a little embarrassed to tell this story, you know, George, if you want to know the truth. But there was a night and I was in a place and I was with this girl and she kind of pulled me into the ladies' room.
Yeah.
And, you know, what happened ultimately was, you know, a line formed outside the ladies' room.
Oh.
You know, and people start knocking on the door. Hey, what's going on in there? You know? And then the manager shows up and he opens the door. He's like, hey, what the hell's going on in here? And I'm like, well, hold on a second here, pal. You know? He's like, no, get out of my restaurant. And I literally took the walk of shame from the bathroom right out the front door. Now, I had a friend of mine that was sitting at the sushi bar. And I looked over at him and I gave him the point. You guys know the point I'm talking about.
The double?
Yep, I gave him the point, and then I gave him the eyes. I went, my man, I'm out of here. Like, I just kept walking. There was no going over there. There was no, you know, paying the tab. It was, I gots to go. Very embarrassing.
Yeah. Right.
Head down. Restaurant eventually went out of business. Kind of a shame, actually.
Well, that worked out well for you then.
Kind of a shame.
Doesn't mean you're not banned anymore.
It's a different place now, so I'm back.
Yeah. You should go have sex in that bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay. So Corporate Greg, hashtag spam risk, text, I yelled at Travis and Slee. I yell at Mason in Ireland all the time. Debatable. I've told you guys to, he has too many ellipses in this thing. I told you guys to, if the hour needs, this is a run-on sentence. If it gets to those commercials, you need to get the, wait, I'm going to read this again. I yelled at Travis and Slee, .. I yelled at Mason Ireland all the time, .. I've told you guys, .. two, if the hour needs to get those commercials in, .. I'm here. Come at me. Thanks for cutting them off, Laura.
Come at me, bro.
What is he?
It's a hard text to read.
Come at me, bro.
Yeah, it's a hard text to read.
Well, here's the thing. The problem is I've told you guys, .. two, if the hour needs, like, that should not have been, the two. If he was going to do ellipses, he should have gone after two.
Right. I've told you guys two, .. If
Correct.
The hour needs to get those
Yeah.
If the hour, but there's still something wrong in that sentence also. And then
for sure.
I'm here.
The grammar's all over the place.
Right. There's no space between the M and the H.
Yeah.
And so then and it's in her. Yeah. Come at me.
I mean, it's just brutal.
Yeah. Come at
me. He clearly was not an English major.
That, and he was also texting angrily. You know, he's probably driving too.
He also said he's going to use the sex story for Bobcat tomorrow for sure.
Yeah, he already said that. Yeah, because I sent it in the other chat. So anyway, so whatever. I don't believe you're actually yelling at Mason in Ireland.
By the way, don't forget the giveaway.
Oh, yeah. So we've got our event on Wednesday, which is going to be super fun as well, right? Cappy, tell them where it's at.
Listen to me. Homebound Brewhouse at Union Station Wednesday. That's this upcoming Wednesday, the 24th, from 4 to 7. Food and drink specials, ESPN LA swag. There will be the Wilding t-shirts. And yes, yes, I will bring sided hats for everybody. Yes, George Sedano. They want them. They got them.
By the way, I have a t-shirt idea. I will talk about that in a second. But then Friday, we're having our big fantasy football blowout that you and I are going to be at Hollywood Park Casino, right?
Yes. And at Hollywood Park Casino, they have a very good menu. I'm thinking already about the alternative to a burger. Because last time there, Clinton Yates convinced me to try like an impossible burger.
Yeah.
And I got to say it was, in a word, phenomenal.
I told you. So you ate it with Clinton, but I tell you, you wouldn't eat it.
I think he ordered it without me knowing it, and then I had to try it, and then it was so good.
It's good. I have them all the time. I make them here at the house.
Yeah, I don't want to make them. I don't like the fake blood.
I mean, it's easy. Just throw it on the grill. Like, easy, done. 10 minutes, you're done.
Maybe.
Yeah. So we are giving away for the fantasy football on Friday at Hollywood Park Casino. We've got tables because people are loading up. We're going to have a big fantasy football event. So get out there, Hollywood Park Casino. But right now, caller 7, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. We'll win a table for 8, you and 7 friends. Caller 7 right now, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. You and 7 friends, 8 people in on the fantasy football deal. We'll get you a table.
You got to be 21. Don't send me a table of bar mitzvah boys, okay?
Yeah. You got to be 21
because a bunch of kids showing up.
Yeah, the gambling aspect of Hollywood Park Casino, all that stuff. Yeah.
I may stick around Friday night, too, and play a little blackjack. You down?
Maybe for a few hands. Do you actually know how to play blackjack?
I guess we'll find out.
Oh, jeez. So, anyway, there's that. But the t-shirt idea.
Yeah, let me hear about this.
I mean, Wilding is cool.
Tight.
But hella sus.
Oh, hella sus is...
We've talked about this, right, Cappy?
Yeah. Oh,
hella
yeah.
Sus is the new t-shirt.
Slay, queen. Oh, hell to the year.
You guys are welcome, because I started saying Wildin, and then you guys said Wilding, and now hella sus is on the shirt.
Hella sus. Hashtag it.
Tommy, hella sus. We need that.
Hella sus is a bomb t-shirt.
Yeah.
Bomb t-shirt. People would buy this stuff, by the way. People love buying merch. They do.
Why? Do you want a piece of it? Is that what is it?
It could all go to the station. I mean, it's a new revenue source. You remember, George, as a management kind of guy.
You are a stooge.
You are not taking any of this money. This is my money. I'm management.
You're a stooge.
Maybe so.
You've become a stooge.
Well, there's no
I thought
doubt.
We were a team. I guess not.
Things have changed, for sure. Things have changed in my life, for sure. And perspective has changed as well.
You were a guy that was all in on... taking down the man. Now you just want to hang out with the man or the woman in this case.
Yeah, I want to be the man.
You want to be with the man and the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Because in this case, the boss is a woman. So
that's right. She is. She's a badass boss too.
Why are you such a corporate student?
See, now look at what I'm doing. Now I'm being a corporate kiss ass.
Yeah. You really are.
Look at that. And this is all over Lamar Jackson.
What has happened to you?
This is all because of Lamar Jackson.
Well, and NIL, too. You're very anti-NIL.
I'm warming up to NIL.
Yeah, I bet you if Justin got an NIL deal, you'd be all over it.
Yeah, that's true. You got me. Yeah.
All right, we're done here. Excellent work, Cappy.
Let's go. Let's get out of here.
Great job, Lindsay and Laura. We will talk to you mañana. Come hang out with us Wednesday and Friday. We'll have more about that tomorrow. See you.